What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode on the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It's your wonderful host, Desi, and I want to know how you guys are doing on this lovely Monday. You probably like, sis, it's too early. It's probably raining where you at. But listen, Mondays are already, they're already desired to be one of the worst days of the week, you know, because it's Monday and a lot of you guys start your work week on Mondays. Some of you, you know, other days of the week, but majority of people start their work weeks on Mondays. So Mondays are always a drag, but I've realized you got to change up your mindset. You got to change up the way you look at things. Like, yes, Monday is the start of the week. Nobody wants to go to work, but we got to go to work and we got to get it done because that's why we were put on here, to do the work of God. So we are not lazy servants. I'm just going to put that out there. God doesn't do lazy servants, and I'm not going to be helping out no lazy servant, okay? I'm not going to continue to try to help out a lazy servant if he don't want to get help. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't help somebody that don't want to be helped. So if all you want to do is sit there and be lazy and let time pass you by, then so do it. But if you want to really go out there and make that change and really develop yourself into who you were called to be, then continue to listen to this episode. Listen. This is your Monday. This is another day to conquer. Don't let this day pass you by without being productive and without putting your best foot forward. So get up and go after today. You may not like where you go to school at. You may not like where you're living at. You may not like the position that God has placed you in, but you got to learn how to rejoice anyway. Because you're going to be put in positions that are uncomfortable to you. But the thing is, God is seeing how you're going to react in this position. God is seeing where your faith is going to be at. Are you going to cower away or are you going to stand strong in his name? Like, what are you going to do now that you are in this position? You know, some of you been praying for this position and now that God has put you here, you dread it. What are you, like, you can't let the days beat you up. You can't let the position that God put you in overwhelm you, okay? No matter how unruly the waters are getting, God is there with you and God is there to help you. So take his hand and allow him to show you the ropes. A lot of you guys are drowning on your own because you're trying to do it on your own. You can't save yourself. Okay, the only person that I know that is in the saving business is Jesus. And that ain't you. So stop trying to save yourself and let God do what he came to do. And y'all, like, I've learned this lesson recently, okay? God taught me this lesson last week. I've been letting my days beat me up, and they've been beating me up because I've allowed them to do so. Like, you got to learn how to take back what's rightfully yours. Your emotions are yours, and if you don't have that self-control, then it's like what's in the Bible. You're like a city with no walls. All your walls are broken down, you know, leaving access for anybody to enter and exit whenever they please. You know, you cannot let other people's actions have that power over your emotions, you know, because now it's like they're pulling the strings off of, you know, of everything that you do. So just look at it from a different perspective. How are you going to do Monday different? How are you going to, you know, start your day different than any other day? So I hope that gave you guys a little motivation to just get up and get active and go out there and go after the day. We are going to now get into today's message, which is titled Leading Fair. Now, you may think, like, how can you lead fear? Like, fear cannot be led, but it actually can. You can actually control what you fear. Like, you may be, you know, afraid of heights, of bugs, of, you know, so many different things. You know, there's so many phobias out there that are due to fear. So we have so many things that we fear in life, and God has given us authority and the permission to conquer that fear. So that the only fear that we have is fear of him, is that reverence for him of, you know, that fear of what would our lives be like without him? You know, what would they look like? So I titled this episode Leading Fear because I want you guys to understand that fear can be led, you know, and if you don't take control of fear, then fear will take control of you. I'm going to say that again. If you don't take control of fear, then fear will take control of you. When people are afraid of something, when they fear something, they usually act in fear. They usually panic. And if you don't know how to operate in fear, you automatically panic. And panicking is nothing but a bowl of worry and anxiety, and that is not healthy to anybody. So I want you guys to learn that you got to learn how to navigate in times of fear. You got to learn how to navigate when you're afraid of things, that this is not the end. You know, this is not your end. This will not last. God is going to help you overcome this. You know, no wave is going to be able to overcome you when you have God standing beside you. You got to have that faith that even though I see this wave coming, I know that I have the ability to walk on water because God said so. Because that is what Jesus commanded me to do. And if I do as Jesus commands, then everything is going to be all right. So I got this episode, I got today's episode title from Psalm chapter 38. And this is basically David in his time of discipline. He was praying in his time of discipline. And when you get to verses 3-5, you realize that David was overwhelmed by his iniquity. He was overwhelmed by his sin. And when we're overwhelmed by our sin, sometimes we let that sin get the best of us. And we feel as though that, you know, God doesn't love us anymore, that, you know, we can't get cleansed by him, that, you know, we no longer have access to that grace or that mercy. But David, you know, being so grounded in God and, you know, still keeping the faith, even though he was overwhelmed by God, he did not let that fear push him away from God. He didn't let it, you know, pull him away from his faith. And that's what I want you guys to get. I want you guys to see how David allowed his issues, his trials to push him closer to God and not away from him. Because a lot of times when we're doing something and when, you know, we're acting in sin and we do something that is outside of God's will, we beat ourselves up. And, you know, when things start to hit the fan, not everybody runs to God. Sometimes they run to man. They seek other men's approval. You know, they look for counsel elsewhere other than the counselor who's right in front of us. So my question to you is, when you are put in a position or when, you know, you're put in certain circumstances and fear starts to creep up on you, do you allow it to push you towards God or do you allow it to pull you away from him? You know, you just lost your car. You just lost your home. And instead of getting on your knees and, you know, praying to God or having a little bit of faith that this isn't the end, you're out here doing things, doing something strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying? You out here just risking it all because you didn't have that faith. That faith of a mustard seed to just keep going. All because you felt as though God wasn't listening to you. All because you lost that material thing. You thought that God wasn't listening to you. Some of you guys needed to lose that thing so that you can hear God. Some of you were blinded by that material thing. God had to take that home away from you because that home was your idol that you were worshiping. God had to take that car away from you because that was something that you were worshiping. You had more pictures, you know, of yourself in a car than of your family. Like, a lot of you got your perspectives all jacked up. You got your priorities all messed up. And God had to shake some things up. God had to loosen some things from your life so that you can see his picture for you clearly. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know that somebody needed to hear this. Like, somebody somewhere is overwhelmed by their own iniquities that they feel as though that they can just deal with it all on their own. And God is saying, if you try to deal with this matter on your own, it's only going to get worse because you don't have the proper medicine to treat that wound. You don't know what it is that you need. We think that we know ourselves best. And yes, while we are the first line of defense for ourselves, God truly knows us because he is the one who knitted us piece by piece. So we're in book chapter 38, book of Psalms. And I want us to look at verses 6 through 8. Verses 6 through 8 reads, I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I go about mourning all day long, for my sides are filled with burning, and there is no health in my flesh. I am numb and greatly bruised. I groan because of the disquiet and moaning of my heart. I want you guys to just take a moment and just listen to the things that David is just describing. I'm going to read it again. I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I go about mourning all day long, for my sides are filled with burning, and there is no health in my flesh. I am numb and greatly bruised. I groan because of the disquiet and moaning of my heart. David felt mourning, searing pain, no health in his body, crushed, anguish of heart. This is what he felt because of his sin. He felt like this was the weight of his sin. He felt crushed by this. Who else had felt crushed by their own iniquities? Overwhelmed by their own wrongdoings, by their own consequences. David, when you continue on and read the other verses, verses 9 to 12, you see that David is basically saying, Lord, you see me at my lowest, you hear my cry. David allowed this point to push him towards God. He allowed this point to open him up to God, to show his wounds to God. He was showing God all of his weaknesses, every little thing that he felt that was being picked on by the enemy, he brought to God because he knew that he wasn't going to get help anywhere else, not from a neighbor, but only from the Father, only from the Savior, Lord. I just want to take a moment and just sit here because a lot of us don't take that time to really just tell God what it is that we feel. Scream, cry, do whatever it is that you need to do to really get that expression out. But you've been holding this in for so long that God has been waiting for you to just cry out to him. God has been waiting for you to just admit that this happened to you. Stop denying your childhood. This happened to you. That happened to you when you were a child. Stop hiding it. You can't hide this from anybody else. You can't hide this from yourself any longer. Because it's not doing you any good. You're holding on to something that was meant to be let go of. I'ma just leave that right there. I'ma just leave that right there. So the verses I really want us to get to are verses 15 through 16. And David was saying, for in you, O Lord, I hope you will answer. O Lord, my God, for I pray. May they not rejoice over me, who when my foot slips would boast against me. I'm going to read it again. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will answer, O Lord, my God, for I pray. May they not rejoice over me, who, when my foot slips, would boast against me. David prayed to God concerning the enemy. David knew he was under attack, but he couldn't go to man for help because this was not a man problem. He had to go to God because only God can protect him from the weapons that his enemies are trying to use against him. Take this time to really just look at yourself and think back on what you've been trying to deal with on your own. You know, you've been being attacked left and right, and you haven't noticed that this was an attack. You know, you probably thought it was a coincidence, but no, you are under attack for specific reasons. And if you don't understand what those reasons are, then you will never identify that you're being under attack. You know? You won't know until you won't have nothing left. And I'd rather you know beforehand than for it to be too late. So it's time for you guys to really do a reality check within yourselves and see what it is that you need to let go of, see what it is that you need to allow God to, you know, take care of for you, because you can do it. You know, you can't do it on your own, and you can't do it without God. Instead of, you know, letting fear take hold of your day, it's time for you to take hold of fear. It's time for you to take your power back. It's time for you to really just have that self-control. In order for you to have that self-control, you need to trust God to be able to show you how to gain that ability to do so. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. This is something that we must learn, you know, and that's where true growth comes from, is when, you know, we are able to look back at ourselves and see that, oh, old me didn't have self-control, but seeing who I am now, I'm able to, not let the actions of others, you know, affect my day, affect, you know, my mood. And that's control right there. So some of you guys need to pray to God, you know, like, hey, God, I need you to help me to not be a city with broken down walls. I need you to help me to have boundaries. I need you to help me to have more reverence for you, Lord God. Help me to see what it is that you have done for my life so that I can be more thankful, you know, of you, Lord God, and thankful for the things that you are doing, not just in my life, but for the lives of my family and my friends. So before in today's episode, I just want to talk about the American dream a little bit, okay? Everybody, you know, have thought that having the car, the job, the home, that you checked everything off of your checklist, that you're all good to go, you're all squared away, you're successful, you can finally claim to be successful because you have all three things checked off, so now you made it. No, you can have all three things checked off and still be empty and still be lost. Just because you have the house, the car, the job, does not mean that you have fulfilled your purpose, does not mean that you have substance, because you can have all of those things and not be productive and not be successful and not really influence people in the way that you should be doing so. You know, and I know there are a lot of young people who feel this way because, you know, we've been trained up to have, you know, you got to go to school, you got to get this, you got to have the job, you got to have your car, you know, getting your license is the first thing to, you know, real responsibility when you're a teenager. So once you get that, okay, you got one thing checked off, now it's school, you know, you're going to get an education. And not everybody went to school, but some people went to, you know, these different prep schools and different academies, you know, job fairs and stuff like that to get prepared to getting that job that's going to get you that home. But you know, even, you know, you're going up the ladder and you're knocking these things off, you don't feel successful as you're doing so. You don't feel that sense of accomplishment because you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. You know, you were so in a rush to, you know, check these things off your list that you weren't taking the time to really see all of the opportunities that were laid there for you. Sometimes you got to humble yourself and say, and hit pause before you can press play, because sometimes we're just so set on pressing play that we don't take the time to really see that the grass isn't really greener on the other side. And maybe if you pause, you would see that, you know, before taking that jump and, you know, landing on the other, you know, side of the fence. But hey, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes we go out there and we finally see that, hey, the grass isn't greener. But what are you going to do when you realize that? That's where fear comes in. Like, are you going to freak out? Are you going to panic? Are you going to let this thing, you know, overcome you and, you know, overwash you and overfill you with emotions? Or are you going to take hold of this thing and say, you know what, I'm going to knock this thing out day by day, you know, until God shows me another way, until, you know, God reveals to me another path, until God reveals to me another door. You know, that's how you got to look at it. You know, even though I do not like the way this feels, I'm going to continue to do this thing because this is what God has called me to do. And I know what God has called me to do is greater than anything that I can ever imagine, because I don't know what's out there, but he does. And I be thinking small compared to what God be thinking. So I'm just going to go ahead and sit back and let God do his thing, because God knows what's best for my life. So if that's you who, you know, you lived your parents' dream, you got the house, the job, the car, but still feel, you know, unsatisfied, you don't feel passionate about what you're doing, you still feel empty, it's time for you to have that come to Jesus meeting. It's time for you to figure out what it is that you really like to do with yourself, what it is that you really want out of life. It's time for you to get serious with yourself, okay? And nobody is going to be more supportive of you than God and yourself. You know, a lot of us put our dreams to the side because we have been told by our parents or even by, you know, peers that it can't be done. You know, if it's not corporate America or if it's not what we think is normal, then it can't be done. But I serve a God who is not normal. I serve a God who does things that the eye has never even seen before. He does things that are just miraculous because he is a miracle working God. And so I'm not going to set my standards and my beliefs on some mediocre belief system of man. That's not what I'm going to do, because I know that my God is still in the miracle working business, and I know that he can still do the impossible, because that is what he does, and that is his almighty power. God is the all in all, and he can do anything with the snap of a finger, because that is just how big he is. I'm getting hype. But I just love talking about God, because he is just so wonderful, and it's like, I don't want you guys to miss the blessing. I want you guys to get the keys to life. And in order for you to get the keys to life, you got to let yourself heal. And you got to understand that this is a journey. This is a journey that you're going through. It's not a destination. You're not going to arrive day one. You know, it's going to take you some days, weeks, months, years. Who knows how long it's going to take you. But it's going to take you some time to get to being, you know, that Proverbs 31 woman, or, you know, that woman of God that God called you to be, or that man of God God called you to be. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. You just got saved yesterday. You got some work to do. Like, give yourself a break, okay? But I'm not saying to find excuses. So, just take this episode, take the gems that you learned from it, and just, you know, think about the notes that you took from this episode and see how you can use it in your week, in your work week, how you can utilize that to gain that different perspective, how to elevate yourself, not just, you know, your physical, but also your mental and your spiritual. So this wraps up today's episode. You know, it was good talking to you guys. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, drop a comment, rate or review. Follow my inspirational blog on Instagram at Her Devotion, and also take a look at my website at destinyjackson.com and see what is on there for you. So it was really good talking to you guys. I hope you guys have a blessed rest of your week. Love you guys, and talk to you all in the next episode.